Hello, everyone. Welcome back. This is episode 66 of my podcast, Brain Dribble, where we're doing a little more intimate style, where I'm just chilling, listening to music, fucking talking about whatever comes to the brain. Some things I'm trying to be funnier, okay? I'm actively trying to think about things that are funny. So, give me a shot. Take a chance on me. Give me all you got. Give me a good one good show. Give it to me. Give it to me raw, son. All right, enjoy. I don't know about you, but the phrase twinkle toes is really not, wouldn't hurt that bad. If someone walk up to me and call me twinkle toes, I'd be like, my toes are glowing. Like, I take off my socks and you see, like, I just see normal feet, right? But you see just a sparkly land of joy. And you like my feet, really? That much you like my feet? Because I think you're seeing things. You just look down at my toes and you're like, oh, this is a mess of just fool's gold. My feet are fool's gold. You know, you just like look at them and you're like, that is the best. And then I don't know where to go with this. Twinkle Toes is honestly a rad fucking nickname. Like, if somebody walked up to me and said, hey, it's always like a big beefy man trying to make you feel emasculated. It's like, hey, you have twinkle toes. Hey, twinkle toes. I'm like, is that really what you think? Like, if I took off my shoes and my socks right now and I just showed you my foot, to me, like, I would just see a normal, regular old foot. But to you, it is glowing. It is blinding. It's a star. It is the sun. My feet are. You look at my feet and it's just like a disco ball of reflecting the sun, just twinkling, sparkling, just making you go blind, dude. That's my superpower. If I were a superhero, I would be twinkle toes. I would have toes so bright that they could blind people. And my toes are the sun. My toenails are just daggers and they can stab you. And you won't even see it coming because you'll be blind already. Dude, that's the best. I'm the best. So somebody, that's supposed to be offensive to me. If somebody walks up to me and calls me twinkle toes, I'm like, dude, thank you. I'm my favorite superhero now. I can kill you with my toenails and you'll be blind. You won't even see it coming. So really, twinkle toes is the most badass thing you could be called. Superman ain't got shit on twinkle toes. Okay. Like, who invented that? Who thought it would be like, who thought, like, I don't characterize a man by like the status of his toes. And I'm never thinking about like, okay, so like this guy's such a beast, right? But he probably has got like a mani-pedi going on. Which is a pedi? Is that the foot one? Manicure is for, yeah. Pedi is because it's, I don't know, pet. What's foot in Spanish? It's something. Pierre. Pie. Wow. Something with a P. Something that associate. You know, that for some reason, P pedo is I associate it with feet. I don't know why. But I know I'm correct. So yeah, what are they looking at? Like, I'm never looking at a big old man and thinking like, all right, but how are his toes? You know, does he have manly toes? Because if I wanted to like make someone feel like not a man, I'd probably go for like a dick insult, you know, like your dick's not big, or like, look at you, can't even grow like facial hair, even though mine's not that impressive. I don't know. Some people really can't grow facial hair, so I should count my blessings, I guess, that I'm not that much of a soy boy. But I don't know. I'm never like, toes would not be my go-to. I would not think, oh, let me insult this guy's toes. If anything, that makes me the effeminate one for speaking on a man's toes unprompted. Dude, like, you ever just like trying to insult a big beefy man and you just say, hey, twinkle toes? I don't know what that would do to someone. I don't know why that would, like, is it, like, it's very outdated. I feel like no one would really, like, if someone would call me Twinkle Toes, I'd probably just laugh and give them a high five, maybe a hug, too, you know? You don't know where they are in their life. They might need it. If somebody called me Twinkle Toes, I'd just suck face right there. I'd just kiss them on the mouth, you know? They clearly have something going wrong in their life that they're calling people Twinkle Toes. It's really got some kind of conflicted emotions going on. Let me just settle the score for you. Let me figure it out. Let me help you figure out what's going on in your sexual life that you look at men and you say Twinkle Toes. I think about toes the perfect amount in general. Just, I don't think about them ever. They're just at the bottom of you. They're the ones that get cold quick. They're those little phalanges, you know, our little appendages at the end of our appendages. Those are the things that get cold the first. They get cold right away, you know. But then they turn red in the cold, and Little Red Riding Hood. Nope. What's the red? Trying to find a way to bring it back to Twinkle Toes, you know, like it's Rudolph the Red Toed Reindeer. I don't know. Twinkle Toes is pretty good. I want my toes to be sparkly. Honestly, if any place you could put glitter, you know, fuck glitter. Glitter's the worst. It gets everywhere. It gets everywhere. And you will never clean it up. It's just, you know, you see it on the shelf at the store and you like play with it a little bit and you're like, oh, you don't know what you just did. You just opened a can of worms. It's, except the worms are like microscopic and they stick to you. And then before you know it, you have sparkles underneath your eyelids and then you can't even know. You know, you won't even know if you have one there because who's going to tell you? It's like if your brake light's out, how would you know? It'll catch you off guard, man. You're so small. But yeah, if at any place, if I had to put sparkles, if I had to put glitter anywhere on my body, it would absolutely be my feet, my toes specifically. I'll paint, you know what, fuck it. I'm just going to color in my toenails with the acrylic marker that I bought, and there's this sparkly one. I'm just gonna give myself a fake toe job. It's absolutely not what it's called. Toe job. Paint. Gonna give myself a painted nails. I will give myself a painted nails. And then somebody can call me Twinkle Toes because it'll be true. Because then I will have given in. I will be sparkly on the feet. And there's nothing you can do to stop me. In fact, if somebody calls me Twinkle Toes at this point, I'm just gonna fucking walk away. Because strangers are dangerous and you don't know what they're gonna do. First things first, they call you Twinkle Toes. Next thing you know, that they're just inside of you. For one way or another, you know, you don't know which way. They could be picking your nose. They could be putting their finger up your butt. You could be just being raped. Oh, God. Wow. Okay. That went that way quick. Yeah, Twinkle Toes is underrated. I would prefer to be called that. And actually, Tyler Twinkle Toes. I like Poop Flute better still. If I were to change my name to anything, it would be... I want my birth name. I want my birth certificate to be changed. I want it to my first name to be Poop. And my last name to be Flute. Poop, Twinkle Toes, Flute. You know how they do like with the Dwayne The Rock Johnson? How's it like... The Rock Johnson. Like, how does no one, like, think about that more, you know? This dude's, like, in all children's films. And he's out here with a name like Dwayne, comma, The Rock Johnson. That's weird. You know? I don't want to think about Dwayne's rock hard cock. The amount of times that I think about him naked is the perfect amount, which is none. Again, like, there are things that shouldn't be explored, but here we are now. Now we're talking about Dwayne Johnson's penis. You think it's tiny because of those steroids? You think it's a little bit, like, it shrunk a little bit? I mean, like... Skin on a penis is really loose. It's gotta be used for something else, you know? Once you get those big muscles, the skin, like, reallocates itself. It just relocates. We take skin, it's like liposuction, but it's natural, you know? It's skin liposuction. It's just really taking the skin from here and putting it over there, you know? Like, this man's, and trust me, Dwayne's rock hard Johnson. Dwayne's the Rock Johnson. They called him that because he had the biggest penis of all time. And then he took steroids, got really jacked, and all that skin from his penis just relocated to his traps, to his biceps. You ever notice how fitness YouTubers... bodybuilders on the internet, on social media, they never drop their elbows below 90 degree angle so that their biceps are always flexed. It's either 90 degrees or above. It's never like down, you know? These people, they're so ego, like, they're egomaniacs, these people. They fucking lift in the gym. They look in the mirror when they do it. They probably jerk off in the mirror too. And then they just fucking hold their arms at a 90 degree angle and say, "What's up, guys? Today I'm going to tell you about macros. Today I'm going to teach you all about your macronutrients and your micronutrients and your vitamins and minerals. And I'm going to tell you all about these BCAAs that you should take." You know, just take it, put it inside you, buy this, and it'll make you look like I do. No, it won't. I mean, if it does, then hey, you know, they actually sold something accurate for once, but I don't think anything will make them look like that except steroids and just grinding really hard, you know? Just grinding absolutely, like, every day, every night. You wake up, do 7 to 1 million push-ups, okay? And if you're doing any less, you're not keeping up. People already beat you, you know? You wake up at 9, oh my God, everyone's already done everything, you know? David Goggins has already ran 47 miles, okay? You ain't shit. So if you want to be a bro, you gotta get Twinkle Toe. Then you gotta take steroids to get there, because that's what you need in order to succeed. You need those biceps at the 90 degree angle. You need people to look at you and be like, "Wow, he only does chest." Because, I mean, you ever see these bodybuilders' lower halves? They frame it perfectly, so it's just chest and arms. And everyone loves doing that, right? No one loves squatting. no love for squats, even though that's literally like the best exercise you could do. Hot take. I don't know, man. Why are you thinking about my toes? Just stop. Give it a rest. It's enough. I've had it with you. You bet your ass I leave the light on. Oh, it's wasting energy. Well, okay. One day the energy's gonna run out. So while it's still here, I'm gonna try and get as much of it as possible. All right? I just wanna take up. I just wanna use. You know, I'm an American, dude. You don't understand. I leave the fucking faucet running while I go to sleep. All right? I just run up that water bill. You know? Oh, people in Africa, you could drink it. Well, people in Africa have water. Racist fuck. People in Flint, Michigan don't, you know, so there's silver linings everywhere. Why is the people in Africa suffering? That's so old school of you. Don't you know that there are people suffering right here at home? Don't you know that there are people dying everywhere around the world all the time? So really, truly, to give any extra attention to any certain person dying is really fucking stupid. And that's why I feel like I'm not one of these people who would freak out if I met a celebrity. I probably would, though. I don't know. I understand that they're normal people. You know, we have this tendency to put, like, these people on, like, huge pedestals, and they're like, he's just the perfect, oh, they're just the best, they're just the best, and it's not, they're not really that good, they're just normal, they're kind of normal. And I think everything, the one thing that sets normal people apart from like celebrities is the sacrifice that they make to do what they do as much as they do it. I'm assuming that they do something that's actually requires talent, you know, not one of these people are just hot and that's why they're famous. They're just hot. Dude, TikTok is ruining, like, TikTok was the start of World War III. China was because the shit that trends on TikTok in China is like actually like useful to society. The shit that trends here is just like girl ass fucking twerking. But I don't think that's a fault of like, I don't think that's by design. I think that's just how stupid we are. I think we just like that. It's like, yeah, we're just so vain and materialistic. We just like ass, tits, fucking, you know, it's just that sound. That's what America is. Just, you know. What do we do? What do we contribute besides content? You know, we don't do shit. America is weak. Why does it always seem to be the, like, teachers who are always, like, delinquents? Like, why are you teaching the youth? You can barely, like, not have a breakdown every day. Like, why are you the person who's, like, just bring, like, we have a generation of people who are going to be teaching the youth who are already so pathetic. Like, just think about, like, what it took to be alive, like, any time before the internet. Just, like, life was so much, like, more brutal back in the fucking 1930s, you know? The shit, like, that life throws at you, like, actual suffering and the Great Depression that, like, make people hard. And then, like, the internet gets invented and then people start complaining, like, because there's people that hate me. I'm popular, but people hate me. I'm making money on, like, click a button and I make money. But people hate me and they don't like me. And I have a fucking, you know, just the fucking stupidest point, most point, like, just so dumb. And here I am doing the same exact thing, but I'm better, but I'm better because I have the self-awareness to be like, yeah, if you ever, that's not great. If you ever get there, great. Okay? There's going to be people who hate you. Then there's an obvious point that I can say right there. It's like, yeah, some people have it in their heads that there's one way that you have to be and blah, blah, blah. Do you really want to hear another rant on a podcast about cancel culture? Oh, man, could you think of anything more cliche than a white, straight, cis male just talking about cancel culture on a podcast, on a comedy podcast? Look at me. I'm so funny. Dude, just sit, laugh. Okay? And that's all we do here today. I am trying to get back to a place where I just focus on, like, I don't know, man. I think everything fell apart when COVID happened and then Black Lives Matter happened and just all the shit. Like, life was suddenly very serious and everything was very, like, touchy, you know, and people don't really know what to do. But I feel like I'm getting back to a place where I can just be comfortable. And that's why I talked about Twinkle Toes for like 15 minutes, you know? That's the good shit. That's the shit that's important. Who cares? Fucking, I don't care about your... Oh, don't vote for who? Who are you going to trust? And why? No one. Fucking don't vote. Stop voting. I'm never voting again in my life because I voted for Biden and that was a mistake. Okay, I'm not saying that Trump would have been better, but at this point, maybe. Yeah, man. I fucking use all that energy. I'll get it while it's mine. If I could buy up as much energy as I can, I would. But who's got the money or the time? The time to harvest that energy could be going into, like, recording a podcast like I am right now. I'm using energy. I use a ton of energy, dude. I have things. I got shit plugged in. I got shit plugged the fuck in. 24/7. And that's just how it goes sometimes. That's just the way it is. If you say somebody's in denial, you win. Because if they deny it, then it's proof. If you want to just win an argument, just be like, stop, dude, you're in denial. And then be like, no, I'm not. See? I told you you were. You just said, no, I'm not. No, I'm not in denial. Sounds like somebody who's in denial, dude. There's nothing. There's no coming back from that. It's checkmate, dude. This conversation, this debate that we're having, I could just shut you down in an instant, baby. You're in denial. What? No, I'm telling, no. And that there's nothing they could say that isn't no. And if they acknowledge it, then you win again. And it's boom, so easy. Some people are just so easy to outsmart. I fucking love shutting people down. You know, people just having a good time. I like just taking a good time and making it like really serious for no reason. Just be like, dude, wow, you're so stupid. And, like, I'm serious about it. Like, it look like I'm serious. But I am serious. Low-key. They'd be like, what? He must be joking. No. You're stupid. I think you're dumb. And I have actual beef with you. I don't have any beef with anyone. Genuine beef. Real 100% grass-fed. None of it. I don't own... It's true. It's a fact. I don't own any grass-fed beef in my life right now. I think I would just be more comfortable knowing that I was in the freezer, you know? I need to get some elk meat. I need to become Joe Rogan. And just stay stocked up, man. You never know. You never know. Just keep it in the freezer. You never know. I would like to try elk. I don't think I've ever had elk. My goal in life is to become popular enough to go on the Joe Rogan podcast and him to offer me elk. That's what I would like. That's what I'd like in this life. I would like just a bunch of fucking elk just parading into the freezer, just like sacrificing themselves and just curling up into little tiny balls, just somehow increasing their mass and just condensing into a nice freezer. They just get rid of all, they vacuum their own organs out and then just become this airtight sealed, this vacuum sealed elk. And they just cube them. They just turn themselves into a elk cubes. You pick it up, and it's how much an elk weighs, but it's like 1 inch by 1 inch cube. Imagine such a massive elk, condensed cubed elk. Entire, like, that's the future, dude. Why aren't we there yet? You know, why can't I just take a really heavy pill? And that's my food for the day. It's just, think about it. Cubed elk. Just think about it. Okay. Elk cubes. Just think about it. It doesn't matter if it doesn't make sense, because I know it doesn't, but just imagine that. We need to get there. We need to like, people are talking about nuclear war, you know, people are talking about like being blown up and dying, and then that's it. I'm in the blast radius. I live near New York, okay? It's you know, what are you going to do? But here's what I'm saying. We need to stop focusing on land and oil, okay? We need to start focusing on like the future of like eating, you know? Future, the innovations of diet. We need to make these like super pills that are just somehow take all the stuff that a whole day's worth of food is, and you condense it, just vacuum store it into this like 50, well, how much food do you fucking eat in a day? 15 pounds? Jesus. Into this like 5 pound pill that you just pick up and you fucking put it in your, it feels really weird. And then it just like, come on, why aren't we the Jetsons yet? Where are the flying cars at? We're in the future, but the future is just more dystopian than you'd imagine. It's really what it is. People are more inclined to harvest people's lives by like, oh, do this. Distract yourself with this. Do this forever. And that's your thing. And then all you do is stare at a computer until you die. We're more interested in like harvesting people for money than like actually improving our lives. And that's really something. That's just why everything's all fucked, isn't it? Because people are like, well, how can I turn these sacks of meat into a sleeve of hundos, a fucking stack of dollars, a dollar bill. I'm trying to do something smooth and it just didn't work. How do we take all these sacks of meat and fucking turn them into dough? I'm fucking made out of dough, dude. Mold me, shape me, play with me. Just turn me into what you want me to be, because I'll conform. I'll do it. I'll just turn into you. Yeah, I will. I'll just, whatever, okay? Whatever you believe, yes. Just, I'm Play-Doh, dude. Play with me. I'm dough. Just fucking shape me and mold me. Turn me into a street. Shout out Poppy. I think pajamas should be called infits. You know, because you're wearing it in. Instead of, you wear an outfit when you go out, right? Where's the infit? Why can't I wear an infit? Sounds like an infant. Maybe that's why. I'm going to skin an infant and wear it as my pajamas, as my infit. It's the infit infant. Infant. Yeah. That's what it is. I think the downfall of America started with America's Funniest Home Videos. The moment that we like started being nostalgic for like that old VCR, you know, the whole VHS tape look. Once we started getting nostalgic, we were like, look at these kids on this shitty camera doing something silly. And then YouTube saw that and was like, ooh, what if we just let anybody upload anything? And then people uploaded the silly Charlie bit my finger. And then slowly but surely, as you decide to grow a business and it all suddenly becomes this massive, just, you don't even know what you did, do you? In the matter of less than two decades, there's now content. And it's just content. Man, you watch it. Yeah, you do. You watch it. You keep watching it. Someone made it. You watch it. It's like an exchange, you know? You support the people that you watch. And you just watch and watch. It's content. Scrolling. Yeah, America's Funniest Home Videos. I'm looking at you. America's Funniest Home Videos started the harvesting of human lives through nostalgia and watching children videos, just home videos. Ooh, it's so funny and innocent. You knew what you were doing, weren't you? Didn't you? You knew that YouTube would be invented and then it would take over. And people would just start uploading clips. And they uploaded America's Funniest Home Videos to YouTube. And that's inception. That's just, how is that even possible? Dude, the masterminds. Okay, they know what they're doing. America's Funniest Home Videos. And maybe Extreme Home Makeover. With the big number of videos. I mean, Extreme Home Makeover was just the original Mr. Beast. But Mr. Beast just figured it out better. That, you know, Extreme Home Makeover didn't have those colorful thumbnails. Those really fake, realistic, bright, saturated thumbnails. Where's Extreme Home Makeover's clickbait game, dude? It's marketability, you know? Extreme Home Makeover. You gave people homes. You did. I'm sure you made them pay for it, probably. I don't know how ads can add space, build a house. What is the TV game really that profitable? Is the pig, the TV market pig, cash cow? Cash Cab is another show. Just naming shows at this point. It's the downfall of America. Shows, content, anything, the predecessors, the old, the founding fathers of content. Deal or No Deal. Cash Cab. What would you do? What would you do? You don't know, do you? You don't even know. You don't even know what you would do. So you watch other people and you just absorb their reactions and you decide what you would do based on who would do the other thing. You say, oh, I'd probably do what that person did. I would probably step in and just tell them how it is. And you see it in person, you just keep walking. You don't know yourself. You're not even in touch with your nature. You don't even know the things that you do. You just go throughout your day watching your content in your shows. I watch this, I watch it. You go through your day, live in this weird fucking vaguely, it's not really a life. And you're just in this world. In a different world, bro. when you're like on your phone, like you are interfacing with a different fucking world, a different world. You are speaking to aliens when you're on your phone. You understand that. What do you think those pixels are? LEDs? No. They're aliens. Okay? God. You're speaking to aliens right now. I'm an alien. You, for all you know, you don't know. You don't know. You don't even know what's real anymore, because you could choose your reality, dude. Oh, whatever I think is the way it is, I'll just find the people who think the same thing and we'll just think that way. We'll just think that thing, it just keep on thinking it. Yeah, we'll just, that's all we focus on for our entire lives. And then one day we die and we're like, why did I care so much about that? You know? It's a little silly. And it's Extreme Home Makeover's fault. It's Candid Camera's fault. Who made the first for it's art in general. All art is just just trying to profit. Mainstream media, popular music, the boiled down versions of the stuff that they know you like, to get, instead of get quality, get like the widest population. It's fucked, dude. It's all algorithms. And it just kills you inside to know this. You just sit around all day knowing it. Like, fuck, dude. Content is killing everyone. And you just don't, you just wait around, sitting around, doing, okay, doing what? You sit around and you just, okay, what? And you're doing it. You're changing the world. You are on the right side. You're on the right side. You're doing it. You're doing such a good job. Keep doing that. Donate. Donate. Give us your money. Give us your time and your money and your attention. And you'll get somewhere. Because if you're not, then we'll just take away your ability. We'll just shadow ban. I don't fucking know. We'll silence you. Just like we did with Dr. Seuss and all, I don't fucking know. It's all Extreme Home Makeover's fault. God damn it. Ty Pennington. I'm looking at you. It's all your fault. You need to apologize to me personally. You offended me. I don't like the life you created. I don't like the world that we're living in, Tyler. If that is your real name. Mr. Pennington. Who the fuck? What kind of fucking name is that? Ty Pennington. Pennington. That's just, you just say it and it makes fun of itself. There's nothing to even say. And that's my excuse for not being able to come up with anything to say about it. It's just, what is, I don't know, Paddington? That's the only thing I thought of. What, you're a children's movie that wasn't even out yet? When you were born? When, you know, because he's older than that movie. He was off TV before that movie even came out, so maybe it's good. Maybe Ty Pennington died and became Paddington. Maybe that's what happened, okay? You don't know. Because you chose your reality. You probably forgot about Ty Pennington. I didn't. I didn't forget. I never forget. I have such a vivid memory. I swear to God, like, I am a genius. I'm an elephant. I'm so fat. Fat acceptance is a thing that fat people want. So next time you see a fat person, look at them and go, okay. You know, just really accept it. Receive the gift of fat. Look, it's not morally any which way to, like, notice something as different. You know? Like, it's pretty natural to do that. So, like, if you want to be treated normal, fit through a door. How about that? I think that's the cutoff. That's when you can start bullying. If someone cannot get out of their room anymore, I think any bullying would just kind of instantly become an intervention because they can't leave. What are they going to do? Get up and go? Haha, you're fat. Yeah. And then, like, because what are they going to do? Leave? Leave the room? You're, like, at that point, it's just an intervention because you're stuck and it's happening. And it's not up to you. It's really not even up to you at this point. You made your decision. You made your decision for a long time, and there's a train. The ominous hum of a train. So I think this is not as funny a topic, but something that I realized recently was that I definitely lost at some point. I stopped practicing a rule of mine. Like, for sure, I really stopped practicing it. And that rule was to never complain. Now, it doesn't mean, like, don't take people's shit. Like, just take it, you know? But, like, don't, like, complain. Just complain, you know? Just like, if you have something that you realize that before you say it, it's just like, what does this achieve? Me complaining. It just makes me feel worse. It makes the other people feel worse. And we just all feel worse because it's like, I shouldn't, like, be treated this way. Fucking bold of you to assume that there's a way that the universe decides to, like, deserves to treat you, you know? And half the time you complain about shit, it's shit that other people do. You have no control over. You know, it's like, oh, why would they do this to me? Dude, they made a decision independent of you. Why would they do this to me? Oh, it's so annoying. Dude, it happened around you. It didn't happen to you. Something that, you know, like, I don't know. There's just like a level of, like, just to be stoic like that, you know, to just be patient. I feel like it's a sign of patience. And this was something that I did a lot. And then I guess at some point, I decided that I deserved to feel pitied, you know? And I rode that. I rode that for a while, but I think I'm really getting to a place where I'm just not doing that anymore. This winter sucked, dude. This winter really sucked. And I'm just fucking goddamn glad I'm on the other side of it. Because now it's getting warmer. I say it's getting warmer, but it's actually climate, you know, versus like day to day, it's generally getting warmer, but Monday is supposed to be 30 degrees. So I guess I'll just eat my ass. What should I eat? Because it's going to be cold. What? Because it's going to be cold. What should I eat? Skipped a couple words. It's fine. It's whatever, dude. We're having a good time. So I don't know. I think that's something that's a rule. It's a good rule. You know, I'm developing rules for living, and it's kind of making me feel like I have more purpose. Did that make sense? If you just go through, like, if you just drift through life without intentionally doing anything, just like doing the work, eat, sleep, and just, you know, use your vices, whatever those may be. And I think it's like, it's easy to get stuck in that. And I think developing rules for like how you want to live your life, genuinely, like, just if you think about like what that does, it just like gives you a purpose. It gives you something to like strive for, I guess. And then you like hold yourself to. All this happened because I put a rubber band around my wrist. And I said, well, fuck, I guess it's happening now. It's on. I can't take it off now. It's on. And every time I think about doing the thing, I will slap myself with this. I'll pull back the rubber band and fucking slap myself like this. So, I don't know. Try it out. Try developing rules for life. And a good one to start with, I believe, is don't complain. Stop complaining, dude. Oh my God. Just be patient. Patient. It's like the other half of patience is a virtue. Because I feel like when you speak positive like that, it's very abstract what you're supposed to do. You know? But when you say, like, don't do this, it's like the other half of the coin where it's like, okay. That's how I do that. It's patience is a virtue. So don't complain. It doesn't improve anyone's day, let alone yours, because then you just stew in it and you get rewarded for stewing in it. That's the fucked part. It's just like, yeah, it does suck. And like, if you get that sympathy or whatever, then it just feed into it even more. Fuck. Yeah. Stop complaining. That is a rule. That is a rule. So yeah, currently my rules for life is never sit down without a purpose. Just like decide what you're going to do before you sit down. Never let your work leave your desk. I don't really follow this one that much, but I think it's good to do. You know, it's harder to ignore the things that you want to do when it's right there in front of you. Never drink a lot of alcohol with the intention of doing something tomorrow. You know, it's gonna be a 2-day process. You know, if you get really drunk, you're just gonna use that next day to heal, and then you're like, well, it's probably a weekend, right? You're going to drink a lot. It's a weekend, so you spend the next day just healing, and then you have one less day free of yourself just to do whatever. Don't rely on anyone. People, it sounds very negative, but I think people will always let you down. I think that's just the way that I've been nurtured. You know, that's just the way that the world has done me. And it's whatever, but don't rely on people too much that you just like, because there's a difference between caring about someone and just like placing, living vicariously through their validation. That's deep as fuck. And that's, there's a difference between doing that and like caring. Because I think it just, it comes easy to use people that way and not even realize that you're doing it. Yeah. Don't complain either. And then personal rules. Try to stick to one cup of coffee per day. and only one sugary drink per day. So it could be either the coffee or like a black coffee and something else. And then I stopped smoking and vaping, and I also quit porn. I used a little bit one time in the past, what, week. Okay, so, but only once. So that's also a development. I feel like that is just really good to set your brain back to like normal things. Because I don't know. The hope is that that eventually goes like further and further into the distance so that it's no longer like the way. Because it does influence the way you think, dude. I think if you're, I mean, it's like hyper exposure, you know, like that shit, the way that I was thinking about it, I'm like, man, this stuff is already so burned into my memory that I felt like I was watching porn even when I wasn't, because I would just close my mind and I close my eyes and picture the shit that I like watched. It's weird. That's a weird one, but trying to quit porn. Yeah. I just think it's healthy for a brain to not watch all that shit. Because it's just, it loses its, it doesn't even, like, it has been a week, and I watched it. It's just so weird to talk about. I lasted a week, and I watched a little bit softcore porn, okay? Nothing too crazy. I didn't jump right back in. I just watched some. And it just worked more. The magic came back. I was like, whoa. It hit harder. And I think that's just clear indication that there's like even like a tolerance build up. It's weird. And it's probably healthier to avoid. And that's about it. Those are my rules for life. Fuck Jordan Peterson with his 12 rules of life bullshit. I got a couple. I'm developing my own. Okay. I still have things that I do that are probably not the healthiest, like joke about everything, because it allows me to be truthful and hurtful, but also to hide behind the fact that I'm just kidding. None of it's meant personal. So like, this is the way like I think. I feel like everybody's on my page, you know. I just sacrifice everything for the joke. I live for the joke, not anything else. I will sacrifice myself. I'll sacrifice other people just to say something funny that I think is funny. Could be fucked up. Could be rude. Could be something. But it's just intended either by shock value or whatever. Just for goofs. But I think I also lost sight of that, you know. I think part of my like dark era became me. So I'd hide behind the fact that I'm just joking. But at some point I also stopped joking because the world became very serious, and then I didn't really know what became a joke anymore. So my personality, I always felt like was like just hiding behind the joke, just joking. It's not real. But I also drop some truths, and it kind of like distorts reality, I guess, because I don't know what's real. I don't really care about anything. I think everybody's on my page and they're like, I just don't really care. I take like words can never, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me to like the extreme. I'm just like, fucking dude, you can either joke about everything or nothing. And some people don't want it to be that way. Cancel culture. Whatever. Fucking. Whatever. Who gives a fuck? No one cares. About anything. No, like, if, why do you really care? Why do you care? Stop caring. I feel like, yeah, that's frustrating. I feel like people care more than I do. People care way more than I do, and that's frustrating. Oh my God, I get frustrated at people for being fully invested into something. I'm just like, wow, look at you buying in. Okay, yeah, you're buying in. Look at you doing it. You know, I just think it's stupid. But there's this other part of it. It's like, well, maybe I'm just jealous that they can be ignorant. As if ignorance is bliss, and I'm just like painfully truthful about what life is. We're just gonna die one day, and it all means nothing. And maybe that. I just like assume everybody's on my page, and when people buy into shit, I'm just like, you fool. No one knows, and they're just selling you this, and you're spending money on rocks. You know, so they're just selling you magic rocks, okay? And people care too much. I think people care too much. I think people care too much. Because really nothing. People could say anything to me. I don't give a fuck. And it's hard to, I guess it's hard to balance not caring and also being like a good friend. Because there's compromises that need to be made. It's weird. It's a weird dynamic. That's what I've been thinking about lately. The dynamic between like being in touch with yourself and being in touch with other people. Because I feel like I'm pretty in touch with myself and I know who I am. And I'm fucking sick of them. And I just want to, like, be around other people. That's my deal. But I also, you know, I understand that life is not a highlight reel. Life is not, like, for most people. And, like, even if it was, then that would become your normal and you'd become complacent that way. So that's just a relative thing. I don't really care about that anymore. In fact, I actually forgot that people, like, go on vacation. And I'm like, oh, wait, I think that's the only cool thing about is going places. But like, I don't know, I'm just so not in a place in my life where I can even think about that. So I don't fantasize. I don't want. The only things that I want are just like good flavors in my mouth. Just food. That's the only thing I spend money on. I get guilt for spending money on clothes, shoes, which are clothes, you know. I get guilt on spending anything that isn't food because I like to put good flavors inside my face. And that's all I really cared about. That was my dream as a kid, to just, when I grow up, I just want to be able to eat whatever I want. And I'm living the dream, baby. This is the dream. To just eat the same fucking restaurant, same five restaurants over and over and over and over and over. Try everything on the menu. Fuck it. Just eat other places. Just fucking, that's the dream. Eating good. So I'm living the American dream. Paying off student loans. Finally out of credit card debt. For the $2,000 camera that I bought back in October. It is what it is. Yeah. I'm trying to get more abstract and improv-y with my comedy. Comedy. And remember, this is supposed to be a comedy podcast. And for a lot of, like, it becomes difficult to start, like, I feel like I'm always just talking about talking, you know? It's so annoying. It's like, dude, just, you need to go back to the fantasy of living in a van. That's the goal. Isn't that what you want to do? You don't want to own anything. You just want to be out on the in the wild making travel vlogs. You just want to make travel vlogs where you just, that's the fucking dream, dude. That's the dream. I swear to God. Traveling, eating whatever, making videos. That's my dream. But I'm sitting here recording a podcast that's going out to five people. Five people. Why the fuck? Why do I try? Why do I still try? This is the dream. So this is, you're gonna get there through this. No, you won't. 'Cause you ain't shit. And that's how I speak to myself. So I will just keep doing this. Just keep doing this publicly until I change. That, see, I need to have like better thoughts. I just need to change my thoughts. Okay, good, easy. How do I do that? Fucking be healthier, experience a little life, people watch, you know, just think about things, spend time not in your room, live life a little. What am I doing? It's getting warmer and I chose to sleep. Why? Because I'm still fucking. I wake up pretty tired and then I want to go to sleep after I go home from work. That's kind of how it goes. Yeah, if I could just stop doing that. If I could get to this week was a little silly. This week was a little different, okay? Why am I talking to you about my week? I've been lazy this week. Cool, good to know. But tomorrow I'm gonna start. I'm gonna keep on grinding. I'm just gonna keep on fucking going, pushing, trucking along, Mo. You know? Just keep on. Gotta Gary V that shit, you know? David Goggins. So listen, dude. Holy fuck. I'm listening to the audiobook of this dude. I may be an hour, not even 2 hours in. This shit is fucking brutal. Like his life is fucked. God damn. I know everything's relative, but like that's a pretty deep, dark low. That's trauma. I'm not like, that's just perspective, dude. You can't like that. Damn. Fuck. Highly recommend. So far, it will make you sad for sure. There's a feeling that I get around an hour into recording a podcast that's just like, oh, I just feel a weight lifted off my shoulders. Like, this gives me life. This really genuinely just makes me feel happy. Like, stress. It's relieving stress right now. And I'm gonna have to listen to it at least 3 times. Crust is like a breadstick at the end of pizza. It's like, I'm glad this wasn't the whole thing. You know, cheese, pizza, fucking tomato sauce. It's a little boring. By the end of it, you just want, like, I just want a nice palate cleanser. If you don't eat crust, first off, if you don't eat crust, you should stop listening to this podcast, okay? If you don't eat the pizza crust, shut up. Unless it's like, I don't know. No, just eat it. No, eat it, pussy. If you let food go to waste, you're the worst kind of person. I clean my plate. Usually. Usually. Sometimes I'm like, I don't want to keep eating this. Sometimes you're just a little bloated. Yeah. You need to switch it up. Okay. I think that's all I got in the tank for this evening. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you enjoyed, please, please, please share it with all your goddamn friends. Tell them what's up. Tell them what's up. Fucking just let them know. And I'll see you next time. Goodbye.